Well, blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We're continuing on the Psalms. We're in the 10th Psalm, and I think we looked at the first three verses, I think, previously. And so it started off with a question, really a twofold question, that the psalmist is asking. And he's saying, "Why, O Lord, do you stand far away? Why do you hide yourself in times of trouble?" And there was something I failed to point out in the previous episode about this. This psalm doesn't have a title to it. You know, most of them at this time have had some form of a title or instruction or something like that. This one doesn't. It's following along with the path of the previous psalm. Okay, he's asking, though, God, why do you seem so far away? Why are you so distant? Why are you hiding yourself in these times of trouble? Then verse 2, he said, "In arrogance, the wicked hotly pursue the poor. Let them be caught in the schemes that they have devised." Verse 3, "For the wicked boast of the desires of his soul, and the one greedy for gain curses and renounces the Lord." And so something crossed my mind as I was clicking the buttons here, getting ready to do our time together. And, you know, we do this in a positive sense, and knowing who God is, knowing who we are, but particularly knowing who God is you look at the characters and the traits and the descriptors, and it gives us tremendous insight. Well, sometimes we forget to do that with the wicked. In other words, what is wickedness? What is defined within the Word of God as wicked? Well, you get major hints right here. It just tells you. In arrogance, the wicked hotly pursue the poor. So if someone is hotly pursuing the poor, in other words, persecuting the poor is the way the Authorized Version and the Lexham both translate that. If someone is persecuting the poor, then you can know they're wicked. If someone does things in arrogance and in pride, that's how it's translated in other English translations, then you know they're wicked. If they boast of the desires of their soul, okay, their heart's desire, ESV is the only one that says soul, all the other three translations I'm looking at say heart. If they boast of that, then you know they're wicked. If one is greedy for gain, okay, in other words, they got to have more stuff. King James again, the covetous. They're greedy for gain. That covetous is really an interesting thing, because it's not just wanting to have more stuff. It is that you're coveting thing. You want more, but it is so much more than that. It's this idea that not only do you want something, but you really want nobody else having it. And you really can't stand that somebody else has something, and you don't want them to have that. Yeah, it's that depth of depravity. That's someone who's wicked. And the one who covets, they gain curses, and they renounce God. This is what the wicked does. They renounce God. And it finally reaches a point to where they are so full of pride. Okay, so full of pride. Oh, this happens in verse 4. "In the pride of his face, the wicked does not seek him." Well, who's him? Well, we're about to find out. We finished the sentence. "All his thoughts are, there is no God." So let me read that again, put the quotation marks right in. The wicked, through his pride, the very countenance of his faith, of his face, has this pride upon it. And they do not seek God. Authorized Version says, will not seek God. Idea being they don't seek after God. And they're to such a degree that all their thoughts are this. And the ESV And the New American Standard put it in quotation marks. Like this is a quote of the wicked. And the quote is, "There is no God." That's the depth that this type of wickedness leads to. So in the pride, in the countenance, I love the New American Standard, in the haughtiness of his countenance, the Lexham says, "With bald-faced pride, the wicked will not seek God. There's no God in any of his thoughts." Well, that's a good summation of everything that we're seeing right here. This is what wickedness will lead to. This type of pride, this type of arrogance, to where eventually they will say, "There is no God." Now, I suspect that you're thinking, well, this sounds rather familiar. This sounds like the day and times that we live in. Yeah, because there's nothing new, folks. I mean, the psalmist was writing about this. We think a lot of things that we face are new. They're not new at all, okay? The world boldly says, there is no God. Paul picks this up in Romans chapter 1. I'm often referring to Romans chapter 1. And what does it say? It says it's going to get to the point where thinking that they are professing to be wise, they have become fools. And they literally say, there is no God. And so the psalmist is bringing this up and saying, God, you know what wickedness is doing. You know their heart. You know what's going on. And he's frustrated with some things. Verse 5, let's look at this. And we'll see this in some other psalms too. Verse 5 says, "His ways prosper at all time. Your judgments are on high, out of his sight. As for all his foes, he puffs at them." So what's being said here? His ways are always grievous, King James says. His ways prosper at all times. Well, who's his? We're talking about the wicked. Okay? The wicked's way are grievous. Okay? But God's judgments are far above. They're on high and they're out of the sight of the wicked. Now, what the psalmist is wanting is what? Yeah, wanting God's judgment to come down now. You know, we understand that, do we not? Okay? But he's saying your judgment is out of his sight. So God's judgment is out of his sight. The last part of the verse says, "As for his foes, he puffs at them." In other words, as for his enemies, he just snorts at them. He puffs at them. He scoffs at them. This is what the wicked do. And we are dealing with wickedness, and wickedness has names today. I mean, most of us can sit there and name names, and yet we're still sort of hesitant to say, well, that person is wicked. No, we should be willing to say that person is wicked. Now, we don't come along and say that person is irredeemable. Never forget that. There is no one beyond the redeeming hand of God. But we need to realize what wickedness is. And when you start seeing how it's defined, just what we see in this one psalm right here, probably several things in the previous 9 psalms also that define wickedness, we would do well to give heed to it. Yes, as the psalmist is doing, saying, Lord, how long are you going to withhold your judgment? We're waiting, God, we're waiting. But you know what? We're resting in you. And we're trusting in you. Well, again, I'm Dale, slowly recovering. Hey, thank you for your patience. I'll see you in the next episode. Goodbye.